Welcome back to the podcast.
Whoa, man. I was going to say, Kane, can you tell a joke, man?
Kane, tell a joke. Go.
My life.
All right, that's pretty good. All right, now play the...
Cue the intro music. All right, well, welcome back to our podcast. We have Kane today.
Hi.
We have Jordan in the background. Yo, and...
Hi, Jeremy here.
Yeah, my co-host, my underling.
Most awkward Excuse podcast. Me?
Huh? It's about to be cringy, baby!
Ooh, man.
So what's our first topic?
Did you say underling?
Underling.
Who owns most of this stuff, you fucking bitch? I'm just kidding.
All right, so what's that?
Kane, how are you? You cool? You're done playing with bubble wrap, dude?
Don't do that shit.
It's all good?
Okay. All right, so what's our first topic?
Bro, Kane just got back from like college, man. You're not going to like say hi or anything.
He got back from college?
No. I'm going to drop out.
How's your semester?
Did you pass all your classes?
I did. You know, I'm like...
I'm glad
like
the two of us passed our classes, you know?
How many semesters do you have left?
I have a whole nother year, so...
Damn.
Just one year left?
Graduating
I have three
me,
semesters.
Dude, I have three years left. Or 2 years.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
College sucks.
You mean three, right? Because you just failed a few classes.
Two and a half.
Okay, there we go. Are you taking summer classes?
Yeah.
Because then, it'll be 2 years then. Yeah. You're fine.
That's gross.
Summer classes?
Yeah, but I need to find an internship. Like next semester.
Yeah, you're like almost done, dude. You should have started.
Accounting, it's really important to have an internship.
Oh, I feel it. Yeah. You should do what my cousin does. He just in his business classes. There's a lot of, like higher ups are trying to like get their masters or something, and my cousin like talked to this one guy who's legit like owns an office and everything, who's just getting higher education, and he got an internship with the guy.
Yeah, I'd have to be social to do that. I kind of just go to my classes, do my work, and then leave.
Sounds about right.
I mean, I do my job, right? That's what I'm trying to do in life. You always do my job. Like,
yeah.
But you need to like actually get a job in the first place.
Yeah, I know. That's the struggle.
Yeah.
You're in accounting, so that'd be pretty easy.
There's a lot of options.
I do math pretty decently. Yeah.
Pretty decently. Yeah. I love math.
Quick math. 2 + 2.
7.
Exactly. Okay.
How would you fuck that
you
up?
Hire me today, please.
So why accounting? Dude, we have so many listeners. You know that, right? Like 6.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
And like, a half.
Half.
I listened to it twice.
I same here. Actually.
Twice and a half.
All right, but like, why accounting?
And why accounting, dude?
Because quick maths, dude.
2 + 2, 7.
I don't know, dude. I'm good at math. When anybody was like, "Hey, what do you want to do when you want to grow up?" I'm just like,
accounting.
I don't know. So I kind of hit accounting, and I went to the classes, and I was like, "Hey, I actually understand this.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't think. It's
but why not cool. physics or anything?
I did accounting.
No.
Why not no physics, rocket
no
science?
No.
That's math.
See, I don't feel motivated.
Quantum physics.
I hate science, but I love math.
See, like...
So, if accounting would be, like, my second if I ever...
It's funny, because, like, on the test in high school and stuff, I'd score really high in science.
Really?
But, like, I suck at science, so I never...
I know, and then you, like, failed the math class, so, like, where did you go...
Well, see, that wasn't accounting. That was, like...
That was math. That was basic algebra.
No, it wasn't algebra.
Pre-calc.
It wasn't even pre-calc.
It was pre-calc.
It was something else.
I just saw secondary. It was pre-calc.
Was it pre-calc?
Kent State pre-calc, yeah.
Yeah, but I also didn't try in that class.
I know you slept half the time, dude.
Yeah.
I saw senior guy. I don't remember his name.
Senior guy?
And he was like, he's a teacher I went to my high school yesterday.
Yeah. Senior Sauerwein?
No, that's our middle school teacher, but... I saw my old high school Spanish teacher. I saw him, and I was like, "Hey," he goes, "Jeremy, right?"
Oh, you mean the Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, him. Yeah. Señor.
He said Jeremy. I was like, "What class were you in?" I'm like, "I'm with the guy who always sleeps, Kane."
What?
I was like, exactly.
See, like, they know me though. They remember me. Is it positive? No, but they know me.
That's not. I don't know how.
See, like, I hate it because I'm like, oh, dude, it was so disrespectful. I didn't find it that way, dude. I was just tired. I didn't mean to offend you.
Damn, dude. He's like, why show up in the class in the first place, man?
To learn.
While you're sleeping?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Listen.
I daydream. That's how I study. I'm like, oh, that's fair. Okay.
Listen, I learned a lot in that class, okay? Even though he didn't think I did, I did. Did I forget it? Yes.
You're actually saying
like, I stopped practicing it, so I forgot it. But while I was there, I learned more in that semester than I did like, no offense to seniors. 2 years of like, but, like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he was a really good teacher, and I learned a lot. I just kind of forgot it.
Yeah, no, I forgot everything the minute I graduated from high school.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is, hold on, actually, I need to remember it. Me gusta Jack Doritos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your go-to for, like...
My go-to, yeah.
Wait, what like, does that mean? Me gusta.
I like Jack Doritos.
Me gusta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I used to know how to say things. I forgot, though.
Yeah, we could tell.
All right.
So what are you now? Like, what are you doing in your break? What's the plan? What's the goal?
Gaming.
Gaming?
Sleepy. Going to the gym.
Watching Jordan. Anime. Being forced to go to the gym, even though I don't want to.
By Jordan.
You probably won't. I'm not going to lie. I feel like you'll fall asleep. Like, he'll text you at, like, 4 o'clock and be like, hey, let's go to the gym. Like, and you will text back at 8 o'clock. I just woke up.
Yeah, sometimes I see your guys' text, and then I just say I woke up.
I feel it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I do the same. Well,
I was like ready to drive you from Toledo. Like, oh man, I can't wait. You know, it'd be
okay,
cool
yeah,
to
but
hang
like
out.
Like I said in the text, dude. Like I read that, and I didn't want to give you the wrong day.
I know you said next week. I was like,
it.
Okay,
I get it, Kane. Hold on.
I was already scheduled that next week, but I still work it out. I was like, okay, maybe
Kane. I get it, man. Dom, take a fucking hint, all right? He doesn't... I'm just kidding.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I didn't want to give you the wrong date. I kept saying, all right, once I get back to my dorm, I'll search it up. And then I'd get back to my dorm, and I'd forget about it. And then you text me, and yeah. I'm like, all right, I got to search this up when I get back to my dorm.
I wasn't that worried. It's just the only thing I was worried about was you're at Toledo, and like, where are you, Dom?
Yeah,
yeah, that would be the most
where
awkward.
You at, bro?
You should have mentioned that.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I get
today?
I got the official date finally. I texted it to you. You just like never responded. And then
did
you,
I?
Then later you're like, oh yeah, I work that day. And I was like, all right, cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because it was, you're like sometime next week. And I was like, I think I'm already scheduled that.
Yeah. So. Well, like I said, I didn't want to give you the wrong day. So it took a while.
Makes sense.
I was trying to look out, even though I kept forgetting.
I started crying.
Talk about games. Kane here is a, I want to say is a average gamer.
You want to plug in your Twitch?
Oh yeah, you want to do it real quick?
I don't stream anymore.
I'll try to censor it.
The only time I ever streamed was in Fortnite.
Yeah. And then, do you still play Fortnite?
A little bit. It's kind of boring now.
What do you play now?
Yeah, what do you play?
Me and my fellow gamers would like to think of today's era as the gaming depression.
Oh, where no new games are coming out, and you're just like...
There's actually not a lot of good games out, in my opinion. Like, there's still good ones out, but none that I'm interested in.
No, for sure. I guess the last good one was Red Dead Redemption. That was a pretty good game.
Any games you're looking forward to?
But I like multiplayer as well.
Oh, okay. Like online.
So MMORPG.
That's why it's a struggle for us.
Yeah. Overwatch? Well, that's kind of old.
You can play...
I'm playing Overwatch.
What's that one game we used to play, dude? Club Penguin.
Club Penguin. Yeah.
Penguin.
Sorry, I never played
Penguin,
that.
Sorry.
As far as looking forward to games, I'm looking forward to a game called Lost Ark.
Oh, I heard about that one.
It's nice. Well, it's coming out hopefully this year, but it sucks because it was on release. NA had a large interest in it, and then all of Korea basically banned all NA accounts. So,
oh
wow,
yeah, you can't get on to test it out or anything like that, or you get immediately banned. Yeah, that's about it. You know, no other good things coming out. Too many BRs.
I like to point out that Kane's really good at games, you know? Like,
yeah.
Compare yourself to Ninja. I need clickbait.
Clearly better when I try.
You're better?
Shots
fired.
When I try, you know. Yeah.
Are you sure? I mean, I feel like if you go against Ninja, he'll just report you.
He'd probably say I'm stream sniping.
It's cold world.
Get your man.
Yeah, it's cold world.
I don't know. Like, no offense. Hopefully he never hears this, but Ninja's been going downhill.
I'm not adding you know.
What's that one meme like? It was like, what did you say, you little prick?
When he looks back in the bus or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was old Ninja.
I think it's hilarious like how much he's changed with the success. Like it's good for him, but like
because he needs to.
He used to be so different
vulgar.
And like a lot really toxic.
Yeah.
And it slips out sometimes. Like it's amazing how much he changed.
His butt hurtedness, his sensitivity, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's why more people get like are really toxic when they're just really sensitive and they don't like.
See, that's another reason why I didn't stream or anything because like You guys don't hear this, but when I lose, I become really toxic.
He boosts himself like, Jeremy, you fucking idiot. Dom, you piece of shit, man. It's all your fault.
At the end of the day, I don't mean it. And like sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel,
yeah. The tears that come out of my eyes, I don't mean it either.
Like whatever. It's just, if someone knew I was talking like that to him, I'd feel bad. You know, yeah. Like, oh, that's rude. You know.
So you do meet yourself. Wait, what?
Fuck you, fuck your mother.
Exactly. I don't want you guys to know.
I've never.
I've gotten better though. I'm not. I'm changing like Ninja, just without the success.
You need to stream more. That's why.
Stream what?
No games.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, stream what?
Overwatch. Me and Daryl.
Club Penguin.
Overwatch.
No. Overwatch. I mean, I don't know. I was never a big fan of Overwatch. Like, if I was, I would have played into it when it first came out and stuff.
RuneScape.
That's going.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Going
it's
to
on the
again.
Phone now.
Yeah.
It's on the phone now.
I hate how popular that's getting now because
yeah, it's going to rise right now.
It's
dude.
Been out for.
I play it at work every day.
But that's how bad the gaming area is now. There's a lot
right.
of old games.
Yeah, coming out.
Are getting popular again because there's nothing new or fun to play.
That's why I'm getting GameCube games. I'm just saying.
And then there's a trend where like sequels are coming out, like
part 2s,
part 3s.
I wish
like,
they make new games.
A new IP, bro.
Yeah, I wish.
Make a new thing, bro.
It sucks because I feel like it all started when the BRs started coming out.
The VR?
Popular. Like Battle Royales.
Oh, okay, BR. I thought you said VR.
Like, when PUBG became big, then Fortnite came out, and like before PUBG, there was already a semi-decent popular BRs and stuff. And then everyone just followed the BR hype train. And all the new games that came out kept saying Battle Royale or Battle Royale.
Yeah.
This, and it's like,
all that stuff, yeah.
It's just a theory, but it could have took like all people's creative thought process of making a new game, which is, hey, Battle Royale, let's get it.
See, none of it's original now. Yeah,
here's what I'm thinking is that they just copy the old exact frame of the last game, which makes it like save tons of money. Like, look at all the Call of Duty games. No wonder they're coming out so fast. It takes a year for the next one to come out. They're probably just reskinning and retaking from, like, old, models.
Let me just say, I just want to say the new Black Ops is probably the funnest. Old Call of Duty.
Are you talking about...
The current one right now, the Black Ops 4?
Like Black Ops, like, 1 and 2.
It's a classic, and then, everything's revamped. I've never had so much fun in Black Ops or a Call of Duty game.
I looked at the only thing I really know about that series is the Battle Royale mode.
Yeah,
like,
I've never played it. Yeah, it does suck for sure. I've never played it.
Yeah, I only care about zombies, and that's only it.
Yeah, zombies, dude. Zombies is so
zombies
much fun.
Zombies is the only thing I care about. That's because of the Easter eggs. You know, it's just fun to watch.
Like, Shroud is a really popular Twitch streamer for Black Ops. Like, he's one of the more popular ones. And, like, he's even admitted to himself. He's like, hey, if another good shooter came out, I'd probably stop playing this. Like,
for sure.
He just doesn't have a lot of fun.
There's no good shooters coming out, too. Yeah. Not that
I feel like Call of Duty kind of ruined it because a lot of people are seeing Call of Duty like, oh, it's kind of the same old thing. So people aren't, like you said, people are on the Fortnite
the
trend.
Battle Royale hype train, and nobody really looks at shooters because Call of Duty kind of ruined it.
I think Anthem might be, I don't know. The more I see, I thought I was really hyped for that game.
Yeah, the hype
out.
Is going down for Anthem. For
but
sure,
the more I see gameplay, I was like, oof, they really sold it with customization. But they really, gameplay is kind of like lacking,
bro.
I need actual people playing it for me to know.
Maybe it's just our generation as a whole, but I feel like it's also getting a lot harder to please people for new games.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, companies are getting bigger, and it's just like...
More ideas rolling out, because whenever I see a new game, like, the first thing I'm sure many people think of is like, oh, well, this is just like so-and-so.
They just kind of compare it.
And it's hard to be new, because there's a lot of games out there. So.
I feel like we're just speaking like the older generation. You know what I mean? I feel like the younger ones are looking at these Call of Duty games getting hype. That's why we're making most of the money. And that was us when we were 14. But now we're like
older and
we're just like this game
the same game over and over.
We cannot go play Destiny, guys.
Oh, fuck that shit, dude.
Dude, I can't play Destiny, dude. I don't have any of the DLC, so I can't even
bro, we could
$30 for the first two DLCs.
Dude, what you mean just $30?
Whole new experience, just saying.
It's actually free on PC now. Or I think it's on PC.
They might have took that away, but it was free for
a
while.
I wish I was dumb. You get to experience all that raids if you want to.
Yeah.
What?
He gets to experience all the raids he never did.
Oh, the raid. Oh, yeah, because he's never played Destiny. Yeah.
Yeah, he's never played it.
I played it for a little bit with you guys.
I feel like he only played Destiny to play with us, though. I don't think Dom was ever
do you ever
like
it?
Destiny.
No, at some point, I think.
Like, the only time I played was with you guys, but then, I couldn't.
He never really got
into
it.
Yeah, he just jumped on Minecraft.
I never got into it. I'd always play something else.
Yeah, he was one of those weirdos that go play Minecraft when we played Destiny.
Minecraft.
Yeah, one of those weirdos.
I love
weirdos.
Minecraft.
Yeah, that was after
Minecraft
the hype
was shit.
For Destiny, though.
Yeah. You want to play Minecraft tomorrow? Okay, guys.
You,
so that's
you,
me.
You want to know really, really, me. Really sad?
What?
I eventually got into the Minecraft hype too with my buddy named Gary.
Yeah.
We were like halfway through the semester. We got bored of PUBG.
Wait, hold on. Like,
what? Recently?
Recently.
Like last year, recently.
Okay, then. That was really recent, dude. We played when we were like 14. Yeah, you know, I feel a little better
last,
for myself.
Maybe like 2 years ago or something like that. I can't remember when, but
that's
it was, yeah. Well, we didn't play for a long time, but I also like never played the game, and he was like a huge fan, and then we got so bored, he set up his own server, and we played for maybe a couple days.
Oh, maybe, no, it was definitely longer. Because I remember you telling me like he has a Minecraft server, and he just bought you pizza, and that was like 4 years ago. Yeah, he has so much money.
No. Those are different people.
Oh, sorry. Right. Sorry, Gary. Sorry, Gary.
You can't remember all my friends. Jesus, come on.
Yeah, I thought five people would be easy to remember.
Yeah, I know.
But I
exactly.
Guess not.
Like, how is it this hard?
People, I just like look down on people who play video games. Not look down, but like, I was like, it's a waste of time. Like, I started going with that trend. But then, most recently, man, like, my mindset has been changing, all right? Like, I was like, as long as Kane's making connections out there, it's all I care about. Like, you meet so many people online that you don't expect.
I mean, exactly. Like, you're just as antisocial as me, and I play video games all day. Like,
but you're more social, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
just yeah, but you mix a lot of friends, like, online. That's because you're so really good. Like, I was friends with Kane because I was like, I'm hoping he carries me.
In video games?
That. You just come in and sit there while I did everything. And just,
I mean,
also because I'd tell you to, though.
Yeah.
Because I was like, hey.
I need proof.
It was more like, I don't want you to fuck this up. Just go sit in the corner. Like, I have a system. Like, when the Crota raid first came out or whatever in Destiny, like, you know the part where we had to run the lamps?
Yeah.
How we all struggled. And I was just like, all right, guys, just sit here and let me do it. I will solo this. Please, just sit here and let me do everything.
There was one moment where I finally got the clause where, like, if you get hit once, you go invisible. And Kane was like, you know what? You can follow me this time. I'm like, all right.
Thanks. Oh yeah, I remember that because I was like, "Hey, you finally, because like
you finally can live." I'm like,
well,
"Yeah, I know."
Yeah, see, the reason for that, like remembering since we're talking about it, is if you had someone follow you, you would spawn the enemies. But if you did it right as a solo player and got to the lamps, all the enemies would despawn and stuff.
Oh, there's also a thing where I'm like, if I go like a little further back, all the enemies spawn with me.
Yeah,
you'll
but
be fine.
That's what would also screw me over if you got caught though.
Oh yeah,
they,
for sure.
They'd all just
but
come
with the
to
invisibility,
me immediately.
You know,
yeah. That's why you could finally come, because you were invisible.
I know. That's when you and I got that platinum trophy and Jordan got kicked out. All right. I remember that.
Then we had to come back and do it for me. Kane's like,
man, I can't believe I carried him.
Yeah, dude. Well, I see, that's the thing. I find enjoyment
in being better than both players.
Well, I like playing.
You're making fun of people?
Competitive?
I consider myself... I consider myself a competitive casual, though.
Okay. No, I believe that.
Yeah, like, people might say I'm really good at a game, but to myself, to my standards, I see myself as being pretty casual, because I play games nowadays more just to play with people I know and to have fun.
You're just normally sweaty. That's just what it is.
Exactly. Like, I'm normally
your best is my normal.
Yeah.
Because I like having... I like doing well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I seen Kane go try hard once, and it was in trials, and it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen, man. Like, I'm not going
to
lie.
I look forward to Kane carrying me.
See,
yeah, same here. That's funny.
I don't have to work too hard.
You remember these moments, but to me, that was just another moment.
No, that was legit when you were like, they're making fun of us. Like, they're dancing my body. I'm like, I'm going to go hard.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, they're like teabagging us, and you're like, bro, this is where he was like, headshot, headshot, headshot. And he called each one out, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Let them revive each other.
Dude, I.
There was my favorite moment when he goes, Jeremy, do me a favor and go die. And I'm like, excuse me? He goes, go die right now. I'm going to solo this. And I'm like, hold on, dude. Okay. Like, Kane pulled some crazy stunts, man.
Yeah. That's
and then the moments will be like, Jeremy, go die. Trust me. And I go jump off, and he jumps off with me. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He was like, I'm call it a day, dude. I'm like, okay. What was that?
I don't know. I just, it's.
What do you think you're so good? Is it just the reflexes, practice?
Just because I like have, that's what is fun to me.
No, I mean, like, it's at a point where you're like, you call it statistics. You'll be like, taking them like 20 seconds to like kill, you know what I mean? Like,
right, but that's because I find that fun.
Counting the seconds?
Like, it's a weirdness, but it's like, I'm.
I don't think it's a weirdness.
I'm super competitive about stuff, but like, I'm not competitive to the point where I'll hold it over someone and say it like, oh, dude, I'm better than you. It's competitive to the point where I like to know.
Yeah, Ninja, that's why we're not saying he's better than you. All right.
I like to know personally that I do well.
Yeah.
Just because if I don't, it's the type of thing where I look at myself and I'm like, why do you suck? Like, you, for someone,
no,
they
I
could,
get it. Yeah,
they
yeah.
could, they could get like 10 kills and feel amazing. Yeah. But if I don't get like 15 and I only get 10, I'd be like, why do I suck?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a bad day for me.
Like, for personal example, Black Ops, the original Black Ops 2, we used to play it all the time.
I remember.
I can never get a 15 kill streak, no matter how hard I tried.
That was also Destiny.
I got that before. I got it a couple times.
Was
yeah,
it?
That, yeah, Destiny, I got all the competitive achievements. That was easy. Yeah.
I thought I got it before you, and I held it over your head.
No,
I was like,
you cheated
one.
It.
No, I didn't cheat it at all.
Remember when you got banned, the nuke? Remember that? Oh, yeah, but I know what you're talking
about. Destiny,
you
did, legit.
You
yeah.
did. No, I'm talking about Call Black Ops.
On Black Ops, I definitely cheated. Yeah, I was yeah, like, but, fuck this, dude. I don't play this game anymore.
But, like, that was a personal thing. It was like, I can never get 15. I would always get 14, and something stupid would
oh,
happen.
It was Black
to me.
Ops.
It was,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
all the time. Like, I played it in hardcore. That's how it was called. I was doing so well. I had 14 kills, and my teammate killed me. And it stopped the shit. Like, I literally walked into the house. It was on the small map.
Yeah, Nuketown. Yep.
Yeah, I wiped out the entire team, had 14 kills, cleared the entire house by myself, and I talked into the mic. This was my mistake. I was like, oh, shit, one more kill, and I finally got it. My teammate came and shot me in the back and killed me. I was like, no. I cried a little bit. And then I had other situations where I'd get like 13, 14 kills and the game would end. And I'm just like, this is impossible.
Have you ever got that achievement? I don't think so.
I did eventually later. It's just like for
one
a
more
long casual, time.
So it's not like try hard
yeah, anymore. Yeah, like for a long time, I just couldn't get it and I was really upset.
You know what? I realized that like he practices during these games. That's why I realized in Black Ops 2. I remember him inviting me to a game. He's like, Jeremy, I need moving targets, practice quickscoping. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean. I'm good. And I died so
that's,
many times.
Yeah, that's when I wanted to learn how to quickscope.
And
I
he need, just.
And I got really good at it for a while.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Like, because I used to play with this dude online friend. Yeah. I don't remember, like, it's been way too long for me to remember him. But he came in one time. We were in 1v1 and he quickscoped me. That was when I got interested into it. Like,
yeah.
He dumped on me multiple times. And I was like, I don't like this. Like, you're killing me.
Too many
times. Like, I'm getting really tilted off of this. Yeah. So then he's like, yeah, dude, I just quickscoped. And he kind of described how to do it. And then, like, eventually I learned and it got to the point where I dumped on him. And that's where I had satisfaction. Did I trash talk him? He's like, hey, you're terrible. No,
yeah.
I felt personal like satisfaction that, hey, like I turned the tables and like I overcame this barrier, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'm good at the game now. Easy.
You hear this, guys? He's looking for jobs out there if you want to hire him, you know?
Dude, I love quickscoping. I remember when I first learned in Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, I wasn't really.
1v1
yeah.
Rust, bitch. Interventions only.
Dude, I have Rust. Like, I'll take you out.
Okay.
On your PC?
Yeah.
Nice.
Use that Fortnite skill. You
know? I will admit, though, I used to cheat a lot in quickscope. I would, like, hardscope sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if I was losing, I'm like...
Yeah, that would irk me, because I'd look at kill cams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're hard. It's hard with...
You gotta turn them off.
Yeah, I'd look at kill cams. I'd be like, nice hardscope, dog. And then I'd hardscope and destroy people, and I'd be like, yeah, how does it feel? It's easy, isn't it?
Casual player, guys. Casual player.
I'm pretty casual. Like, right now, I'd actually say, like, I'm probably the most casual I've ever
been
mm-hmm. in a long time. Because, like, Fortnite, I never play it. Like, yeah. Seriously, I think I'm level 8, maybe. 9, the new season just came out.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that fun.
I feel after last season, you're like, I'm done. I was like, I got to my tier 100, and I'm down.
It was already dying for me, like, 2 seasons ago. And, like, one of the main reasons I don't play it anymore is because no one plays it.
Yeah, I think for sure.
Like besides for the occasional games with Jordan or something like that, like no one else plays the game.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I stopped playing video games maybe a year ago, last year, this summer.
And that's a big thing for me. It's like I need to have people to play with. Like that's another reason why.
Oh no, for sure, same here.
You like, just play just with friends.
Yeah, that's another reason why I've never like streamed a lot or like tried to go pro because
you're by yourself.
Like that. Yeah, it's because like I'm not trying. It's like I just don't have any friends who are at that level.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely, for sure.
It's like, it gets boring, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, solos is a huge thing. In Fortnite, I hate playing solos because I'm just by myself. And it's like,
it's not fun.
And it's like, dude, I got 17 kills. Who can I brag to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's too boring.
But then again, like, if you have really good players with you, you have 17 kills. Everyone else, like, 15 or 16.
Yeah,
and you're
that,
just
see,
like,
that's fun. If,
and
it,
that's
fun
can't
if
do better.
Your level
and that's another thing. Like, Matt, when we played PUBG, he was the carry. Like, he was way better than me at PUBG at the time, because I just went from playing MMOs to shooters again.
Yeah.
And I sucked ass, okay? Like, I was terrible. Like, on Destiny, I was really good. It was console, but on PC, I was terrible.
It's a different world out there.
He would carry me in PUBG, and then eventually I got kind of good at it, but I didn't really shine until I got into Fortnite, because I put a lot more time into Fortnite, and I became the carry. But Matt was, like, on a really similar level for a really long time.
Yeah.
And that's when I found I was having the most fun, because we were both super competitive, and we'd, like, compete against each other to see who would do better. And we'd come out of games, like, we had games where we had, like, 30 kills, 40 kills between, you know, just us two. And, like, those are super fun games for me. But now no one plays.
Yeah, it's I feel it.
I can go into solos. Like, honestly, I play so little that I go into solos, I get dumped on a lot now. It's hard. It's hard because it's like, wow, I just got
dumped
on. It's
because of those Fortnite trainers, you know?
Yeah, well, that's also a thing. It's like, another reason I'm not liking Fortnite anymore is it's really competitive now. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
it used to be a chill game, man. I know what you mean.
It's like stupid competitive for like what I want to do.
I think it's because of like all the tournaments now. It's because people are trying more. Like, dude, I could win some money now.
And there's also like 50 streamers in every single game
for
I play. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you are a competitive person, no matter if you just by nature.
Yeah, but like, yeah, like
I remember when you used to compete on just like dumb things like tests, and then at some point you were like, "Fuck schoolwork," and I'm here.
Yeah,
like,
and then it went down. And then went downhill. Then I stopped caring for a while. Now I'm a lot different though. Like, it took a while, but like in college, like I'm pretty serious about it now.
Yeah.
My attendance isn't the greatest, though.
You're like, as long as you're getting A's, who fucking cares?
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's also another thing. Like, it's crappy to say this, but some of the classes aren't challenging.
A's where it matters. Excuse me. Because then, like, there's some classes where it's like, do I need psychology for my major? Not really. Do I need to show up and I get an A? I'll be fine. But, like, for, like, accounting, I'm assuming you have, like, some major classes. You're like, all right, I got to get, like, an A.
Unfortunately.
Do you like challenging classes?
I'm getting a B in this accounting class because my attendance in it was really bad.
Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and then there was one assignment that was due at the end of the semester, and, like, I skipped, like, six classes in a row. Yeah, really bad attendance, guys.
Six classes.
It's really bad. God, don't lie, it's really bad.
Well, I mean,
especially when you only meet
worse.
Twice a week.
I have twice a week, and I haven't gone to a class. I went to class for the first half of the semester, and I haven't gone for the rest of the half semester.
But that's
they don't count attendance.
No, that's one reason, and it's, I don't know. I literally just said kind of screw the assignment. I'm not gonna lie, it just didn't do.
I missed it. It's like, oh well.
Yeah,
you like?
I didn't
like
miss
challenging?
It. It's just like I opened it up and I was like, this is a lot of work, and I was just like, no.
Do you like challenging classes like that, or?
I do, but see, like here. My mojo gets thrown off if I only have one hard class and then like a bunch of easy classes.
Yeah. So, and then you get that mindset like, oh, this semester is easy.
Exactly. Like what happened is in the beginning of the semester, I went to every single class like I typically do every semester.
Yeah.
And then like I kind of pace the difficulty of the class after the first exam.
And you label it.
Yeah. And it's like the accounting class, I got an 80 on my first exam. And I was like, you know, I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to get higher, but I also didn't really study for the class. Like that was my problem.
Yeah.
But all the other classes, I literally had a class where I went to two sessions the whole semester before the first exam.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he's like, this class is going to be super hard, but you get to bring a cheat sheet. You get to bring one paper to the exam.
You know it's going to be like.
And then like, but he said it's like, oh, it's going to be super hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no, my paper, it had all the data and the font was super small. It was
stupid. You have to.
I got 110 out of 100.
Oh my God.
And I went to like two sessions.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And that like, and then the rest of the classes, like my first exam on this one, I studied for like 3-4 hours. I got a 90. And, like, that's the type of mentality I had this semester.
Yeah, like what class do you need I work hard the most in?
Yeah,
that sentence made no sense.
You gotta put your resources in the right spot, dude. That's smart thinking, bro.
I was super upset because I'm probably gonna get a low B in one of these classes. It was like, and it's actually an easy class, which I'm a little upset about. All the grades come from basically papers, and I got like a C plus on one, an A on another one, and I'm waiting for the
last one.
Yeah, the last one now. And it sucked because I thought I'd write these super fire papers.
Oh, no, same here, dude, same here.
And they'd be like good if you'd read them to yourselves.
Yeah.
But she didn't score me high because I didn't include enough class material.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Like literally, like I could be correct on everything, but since I didn't relate it to the class, she gave me a lower grade.
You know, I wonder how these teachers like actually grade these papers. You know what I mean? Like if it's good to me, like how are you comparing it? Like I wrote a paper, like I got 94. This was my last paper. I got 94. I wrote the exact same paper same format. He asked for the same, like, different questions, of course, but, like, the same format. Got 74, and I'm like, I did the exact same thing I did for the final, and I got 94.
Yeah.
I don't know if you felt really bad for me or, like...
Yeah, see, like, that's why, like, she was a good teacher, and I learned a lot, but, like, she would only grade the papers and give you a high score if you you literally put class material in every one of your answers. Like, that's literally all she looked for.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks, because, like I said, the papers I thought were pretty good, except for the first one, because I had to read, like, a 20-page novel or something for it.
And you skimmed it.
Yeah, I skimmed it, and, like, I looked at the first, like, 3 pages, and I skipped to, like, the 14th and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I got a C+ on that, but hey.
So you good with exams?
I mean, frankly, I don't know, because...
Are you good at studying?
I think I'm pretty solid at studying if I put effort into it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's everyone's mentality, though.
Because I need
what I mean. Like,
I've also known, gotten, like, good results from it. Like, exams that I've studied for maybe, like, 2 to 3 hours, and I go in and I get, like, a B or sometimes even a C, like, it shows. But if I study for, like, 6 to 7 hours and I'm, like, actively studying, writing it down instead of just reading it out loud and stuff like that, typically do better.
I must only say that because, most people say it's not how long you study, it's how much you learn while you're studying. Right. So,
good practices while studying, too.
In 6 to 7 hours, when I think about it, it's like, are you taking breaks in between? Because I would say I would study for 6, 7 hours, but only do actually, like, study for, like, 3 hours. But I would take, like, little naps in between.
It's how you study, too.
Breaks.
I feel like it's how you study, like, what you used to study. Like, I use Quizlet and stuff.
No, I use Quizlet, I'm
still trying to find out what's best for me to study with, but...
Get a tutor.
I mean, yeah, tutors would help. The main thing I do is, like, I know I have to write it down if I'm studying something. Like, I can't just look at it and, like, say it in my head because I know I'll forget it. Like, I've had the best results literally writing it down in my own words, too. Trying to remember definitions and stuff.
I learn best through Quizlet. But that's because I'm in a major where it's mostly memorizing, so I just need to, like, memorize key terms.
That was another thing with my accounting class this semester. Is like, it was challenging a little bit in the beginning, and then, like, for the first, I don't know, second half of the class or something like that, it was just the same thing over and over, reinforcing it. And I already knew it, so there was kind of no point in going.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll see you in, like, 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. Just end it. No, end it right now, dude.
I'm going to cut it. Jordan, yell something.
Something.
No edits.
Noted. All right. That'll stop it there. Welcome back.
Yeah, I peed everywhere. I spilled water, like, everywhere.
Anyway, that's a nice welcome back issue, you know?
No, yeah. Where's your bathroom? Damn.
We got another 30 minutes to record.
If any sponsors, anybody out there want to sponsor us?
Yeah, if anybody wants to sponsor us, let me know, dude.
Email us. My Twitter's LeeKane216.
Twitter?
No.
Okay.
I actually think I do have a Twitter. I just forgot.
I made a Twitter a long time ago. Yeah.
I have a Twitter.
Do you have a Twitter? Do you actively use it?
I use it to talk to my sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, your sister is like 24/7 on Twitter, I feel.
No, she's random. Like, it's split in social network. Like, if I don't get her in Snapchat, it's either Twitter and then Instagram, and I actually text her.
I'm an Instagram whore, dude.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I know.
You're the only person I know with six... You're the only person I know with 6 accounts and following yourself.
Yeah.
6 accounts?
Okay. No,
3 accounts, actually.
3 accounts. Yeah. I was just
You have
kidding.
A third one?
Yeah,
I have a third one. This is like a long time ago. Oh. But
that's
where
he follows
3 accounts.
Like 30 models, you know? Where like he doesn't want to know his 3 accounts.
I have 2 accounts right now. One's a private one that you guys follow. It's Dom De Dom.
That's private.
If you follow, I'll let you follow. And then my public account is Everybody Hates Dom. I'm like reposting all my photos. I'm like fixing the grid and everything. That's how balls deep I am.
Hey, man, like I did with this podcast. When you start something, you got to go like 100% in.
100% in, baby.
Like, same thing with you. I mean, you do the same thing, right? If you start a hobby or you do like a game, you go 100% in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those guys who post a picture on Instagram every 4 months or something like that. So,
yeah. But I feel like that's how you cheat the algorithm. If you post like...
In a long time,
everyone gets it's number one on everyone that's following you. It's
That's why I don't post.
Now you get a lot of likes. Your like ratio is really good. Your kill streak. Or your KD.
My KD is not that good right now. There's more followers than following. I don't really care about it. So
yeah, I've got like 6 followers.
Yeah.
social media. I'm a
your other account has more followers.
Yeah, Lee, so. LeeKane226 Instagram. You know. All you 6-7 listeners out there, if you want to hit that.
Tom, cut that out. You get cut that out.
I censor it, but he gets like a million followers. Like, what the heck? Like, we're the owners of the podcast, but he gets all the followers. What? I'm like, bro, what the hell?
Oh my goodness. I guess he's just better looking. It's a height. Yeah. Kane's like 7 foot, by the way.
Go to my Instagram to confirm it.
We censored it out. No, we're not censoring it out. We're just going to replace it with Dom's.
At Dom D Dom.
There's a couple pictures I think I'm including there, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm tagged in there, too, so you could find mine.
I've been really curious for a while, so like...
Bike curious?
Yeah, are you bike
I got new Adidas, guys. Sponsored
yeah,
by Jeremy.
You're fresh.
Damn, dude.
Oh, where are they?
And then your NASA hoodie.
Yeah.
Looking hella
fresh. They're
got the fresh,
they are,
got the fresh NMDs, bro.
Look at
those.
Those
are NMDs.
You
just wore them today.
Those are so nice. What kind of those?
EQT. Right, I'll clean them when I get home. I'll treat them right.
Those are nice.
They're EQT. They were on sale. Yeah.
Well, you gotta think they're a little small.
And those poop on the shoes that we got, dude.
Yeah, I know, but you don't.
No, that's size 13. He's size 14. Yeah, I couldn't find size 13.
So it's already, I get they run small, but they're already smaller than small. That's the problem. Yeah.
I'm glad they fit though. Eventually they'll wear out. And go, like, yeah.
Well, if you work
I'll
out,
take,
you,
no, I'll take care. I've already got the other shoes, the yeah. workout shoes, the ones that you know.
Yeah, but those shoes. Poop on the shoes that we got, dude.
Well, obviously, dude.
Yeah. Like the shoes that we got.
I just said I'll clean them when I get home. Like, yeah. I've never said that before in my life about shoes.
Wow.
Appreciate that. Yeah, you stopped caring after. Like, the Yeezys I bought, like, I stopped caring. Like, they already have scuff marks on them. I'm like, whatever.
Just give up. Yeah. That's honestly it.
I mean, obviously, like, when you buy something new, you take care of it for a while. But
well, it's also a gift, so.
Yeah.
It has a little more value. Yeah. All right. Cool.
I mean, you can just burn it. So I don't care about it.
You're swaggy.
No. When I thought about those shoes from buying them for you, man.
45 minutes on these. Yeah. Jordan cleaned my shoes, and now they're all dirty again. My white.
Yeah. No. When I was buying these shoes for you, man, I was like, I sat there in my room, with my sister, and we're like, well, "Can you look good in these?" And I'm like,
"Yeah."
And
dude,
we pulled out.
Dude.
We pulled out like 5 pictures of you, and we're just imagining these shoes on you, and we're like, "Bro, he's gonna look fire as fuck,
dude." With the hoodie, man.
Bro, we were swag. Definitely looking at your feet a lot. We were like, "Man, he's gonna look fire." I'm talking about feet.
That's clout.
I heard Dom has some fetishes.
Yeah.
What the heck?
A couple hundred.
Couple hundred.
Yeah. Don't go through my Google account
or his Instagram. Sorry, just don't go there.
Yeah. If I die, I delete my browsing history.
You have any fetishes, Kane? I know this is a weird term, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've got yellow fever. I just don't want to admit it.
That's not a fetish. I don't think so. No.
I feel like a lot of people have yellow fever.
I have yellow fever right now.
Yeah, but see, like people are all on that train because it's, you know, it's the hype right now, right?
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's the hype.
See,
yeah,
like it's
why am I still single?
It's always been there for me.
Well, for me, I don't really have yellow fever, but
really?
Yes.
Huh.
I have some yellow fever.
let's sit down and think about it.
Is that talking about?
Yeah, but, let's talk about this. But no, I've mild yellow fever.
Thanks, I guess.
You and your yellow fever, man, get out of here.
But it sucks for us as Asian guys because people don't have like girls might have yellow fever, but not.
Well, you guys are supposed to go after the white girls. Like, yeah. that's how it goes.
White girls
the white
have,
guys go after the.
That was me
Asian
in
girls,
high but, school. Yeah. But
the
not
Asian
now.
Guys go after the white girls. Come on,
mm-hmm. That was me in high school, but not now. I'm more. I don't know. You just have a dope personality. I think that's it. Like if you're boring, like fuck that, dude.
Oh. And ugly.
Yeah. Fuck that, dude. No.
Have you looked in the mirror?
Damn. Got you there, dude. No, but I don't know if this is just me or like. Do you get bored of faces? Like you'll see a pretty person, but after a while, it just dulls out. You're just like, okay.
I mean, personally, I. The way I work is if I see an attractive girl, it's cool. But I don't care.
You don't actively go out of your way.
Yeah, so. I don't care. Like
okay. I mean, like you see this attractive girl, right? But you like have a class with her and you see her daily. Do like, you get bored of it? That's me. Like I'll see like I'm like
really?
Hey. Yeah.
Like I get bored. I'm like, oh.
I can relate. Like
it dies down.
Right. Because yeah. I mean I've been in situations where I didn't really care and then I've talked to someone for a while and I like started to. Getting an attraction towards them.
Yeah, it's just all personality. So you gotta be bomb. But yeah, I get really bored of faces. Like that face right there really bores me.
Yeah, same.
It's all over my Instagram, dude. I'm kind of like, oh, man. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, you got to think about it. If I can't relate to someone about what I like, then what's the point of being with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, true statement.
It's like, I enjoy video games, anime, and, like, a bunch of other
nerd
shit,
you know? Look, yeah. My podcast is not your dating fucking website, all right?
Yeah, I'm single.
I'm just kidding.
You'd be surprised with all the girls that watch anime.
Oh yeah, I never said that was a thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking for a girl.
Watch anime. I'm like, whoa.
That's why I'm looking for a girl who reads manga. You know.
All right, if you read manga, like fucking unfollow us. I don't want to be
sorry. The dating podcast.
This is a dating segment of this podcast. Well, we've had it for the past 3 times. You know.
For the past 3 times.
Oh, 2 times. Sorry. Well, then again, they had like. Well, Daryl has a child. I mean, he has to talk his significant other.
Yeah, I guess.
And DJ, I was just really curious how relationships were going.
Oh,
what's up?
But for you, let's switch it up, you know?
What?
Tell me about your ghost stories.
What?
You have any ghost stories? You believe in ghosts?
Ghost stories?
You believe in ghosts?
I've got some ghost stories, sure.
Yeah, but do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in the
paranormal? Or are you like? It's probably the wind.
I'm kind of like it's probably the wind. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have some ghost stories,
right? Well, yeah. I mean, nothing recent in the past. I don't know, 5 to 7 years.
Well, yeah.
Have happened, so like. There is no belief, but when I was younger, yeah, maybe it's just because I was younger, but I've got a couple.
You're like, I was probably more stupid back there.
Yeah,
back
exactly.
Then.
I mean, all right. Like, see, I believe like a lot of it is scaring yourself into it, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't believe in like it's supernatural. It's definitely like.
Yeah.
I had a situation where I was younger. I was over Jordan's house.
Yeah.
Not this Jordan, the other Jordan. And I was hanging out with his brother Derek, and his girlfriend was over, right? And they are weird teens. They are all into like spooky stuff, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, "Hey, I want to do Bloody Mary, but I want to do it properly. Like, I want to like
go in the bathroom,
yeah,
with a candle,
the bathroom, and like turn off the lights, have a candle at exactly at like 3 a.m. or something stupid like that, right?" And Derek was like, "Oh, dude, I'm not doing it, right?" But she was really cute, and I was like, "I'll do it."
So you go by yourself,
huh?
You go in by yourself, don't you?
Well, yeah, you can do it with someone too. That's not the point of the story. We do it, nothing happens, right? Mm-hmm. We out there. Derek's like, "Well, what happened?" She's like, "Oh, dude, I thought I saw something." Right. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, "Wait, what?" I didn't see anything. I was like, "Yeah, dude, whoa, you saw that too." And then later, she goes home. Like, he drops her off, right? And she's like, "We're talking about." Middle of the night, 5 a.m. or something, right? She calls him. She's crying and stuff like that. She's like, "Oh, God, I seen her in the mirror," or something. Like, it was something, like, stupid crazy, right? She's like, "Oh, she's out to get me." So he goes and picks her up, brings her over. That's just one story, right? She was crazy about it. She was, like, she claimed she was seeing her and stuff like that.
She's definitely fallen to the fear.
Yeah, exactly. And she, like, she heard a noise. Oh, it had to be her, right? You know, that type of story. And then I had another situation where maybe it was just their house.
Yeah.
Because I was at Jordan's house to get, right?
Maybe go sleep over again.
Right. Yeah. I was hanging out with Derek, and we were telling ghost stories or something stupid like that, mm-hmm. right? And then, like, in the middle of the night, we're hanging out, we're sleeping, we're about to go to bed, and then we hear a phone vibrate, right? Uh-huh. I was like, "Dude, your phone's going off," right? He's like, "No, it's not my phone." I didn't have a phone. I was only, like, 11 or something. It's like, "Dude, your phone's going off." Haha, because it was a ghost story retaining to a phone. I can't remember the exact details. And his phone, it kept going off, and I was like, "Dude, you're not funny." So I finally got up, I go to his phone, and it's not his phone. And it's weird, because I was
"That's the only phone in the house?"
Right, only phone in the room. And it was coming from, when I listened to it, it was coming from above us in the attic, which no one goes. Like, it was one of those pull-down attics, right?
Yeah.
So we go, we check it out. There's nothing up there. I was like, "All right, dude, you had to be fucking with me." But it was like, "Wait, how are you doing it?" Because, like, it wasn't your phone. I was like, "All right, dude, whatever, coincidence." And this is where it gets weird. We go to sleep. I wake up. And his pillow is covered with blood. I had a nosebleed in the middle of the night. I never get nosebleeds.
Oh, my.
Never. Never.
Bro.
I had a nosebleed in the middle of the night. And I'm not talking about a little. Like, it was, like,
everywhere. Oh, my goodness.
And I've never had a nosebleed while I was sleeping before. It was really crazy. And we had another situation. Same house, by the way, smiley face. I don't remember those exact details, but I woke up and there's bloody handprints in the bathroom sink.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
All right, I got two more since we're on the topic.
Damn, dude.
Oh, my God.
Look, can I tell mine real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, so I believe in paranormal activity, so I was upstairs with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I realized I didn't have one. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
I was kidding. No, go ahead, go ahead.
I don't know. I'll save the best one for last because it's really spooky. But we had another situation where, do you know the song A Little Piece of Heaven by Avenged Sevenfold at all?
Yeah, I do.
Like, just, I do. You know it a little bit. I'm, you know,
I don't,
all right, well, it goes like, I can't remember. It's been a year or two since I've listened to it, but there's a part where it goes basically, it's not your time, but bye-bye and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
And we are listening to the song basically on repeat. It was same group of people, Derek and his friends, you know.
We were Derek, dude.
Yeah, we were chilling in a basement kind of like this, actually, the walk downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a couch. We were chilling here in... One of Derek's friends was walking down the stairs,
yeah.
And then while that song got to that part, "It's not your time, but bye-bye," specifically, she fell down the stairs.
She
didn't get hurt, thankfully.
Yeah.
But she said, "Well, it felt like something pushed me, right?" And we were like, "Yeah, okay."
And then
we look on her back, and her back had a
handprint.
Yeah, like mark on it for like pushing.
Bro,
yeah,
there's got to be a way. That she's messing with you. For
maybe
sure.
Maybe we
Love
were
man.
Crazy. Like, yeah,
I didn't know like that. She would fall down. I thought it was a joke.
Okay,
I was
yeah,
kidding. Right. I was kidding.
Yeah, and then this one I saved for last because it's spooky. I scared myself into it psychologically or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was late. We were talking about ghost stories. I was at my mom's visiting. And we were talking about ghost stories. My mom had to go out. My sister went over to someone's houses. Like, keep in mind, this was all after talking about the stories, right? So it was just me alone in the house. And kind of to relate to this, when I was younger, my mom's house, like, we were really young, so probably it was just, like, pipe work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we thought it was haunted.
Yeah.
Because during the middle of the night, it sounded like someone was running down the hallway and stuff like that. Like, it was crazy. And we'd make out figures in the pull-out attic or whatever, you know,
yeah.
It has a roof that you can go into, like, squeeze through. And yeah. It was super dark, and we'd make stuff out when we were younger
yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So kind of always had the situation around my mom, but I'm the only one in the house, and it's like 3, 4 a.m. She's still not back, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. And I turn off all the lights. I go lay down. I've never heard anything in this house before, like
yeah.
sound move or something, right?
Yeah.
And I just hear stuff like moving. And I was like,
"Mommy,
well, my mom's at home and no one else is home." So, yeah I turn on the lights because I wanted to check it out.
Yeah,
it was like, "Oh well, it's nothing. All right, no, that's fine." And then I go back and I lay down, and I hear it again.
Yeah.
And then like I don't turn on the lights this time. I get up. And I, you know, then it just stops. And I'm like, okay, this is freaky. But I was like, I ignored it. I chose to just ignore it
yeah.
and to go to bed. And I'm laying in bed for a couple minutes. I don't hear anything. And then like 10, 15 minutes later, I'm like sweaty and stuff like that. I'm spooking myself into it. Because
yeah.
during this entire time, I'm thinking something's, you know, ghost or whatever. Because,
yeah.
you know, we were talking
no,
about
for
it.
Sure,
so
yeah.
it's running in my mind. And then all of a sudden... Maybe I twitched, but it felt like a huge push just like pushed on me, and I literally bounced down on the bed and like sprung up.
Oh my
That's God. Not a twitch, bro.
And dude, I jumped up and I turned on the light and I'm like freaking out and stuff like that. No one's home or anything.
Yeah.
Like nothing was there. So I was like, the heck's going on? Like maybe it was just me. So that's what I wrote it off as, and eventually I fell asleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like ever since that night, I have twitches sometimes when I sleep.
Oh jeez.
Like, I'll just have, like, a random night spasm, you know,
uh-huh.
where, like, your leg will, like, kick out or something like
yeah.
that. Like, it's not that bad or anything like
yeah.
that, but, like, I've never had it before that night.
Mm-hmm. Now and, it's like, just, like, constant, huh?
Yeah, well, it's not, it doesn't happen often, but, like
yeah.
I said, it also never happened before that
yeah.
night. And I also had a situation where I sleepwalked, apparently, after
oh.
that night, which
uh-huh.
was crazy. Like, I went to sleep in a room,
yeah,
and I ended up on the couch, and I'm just like, how did I get here?
I think kids are as scary as when they're sleepwalking. My little sister, Samantha, was mm-hmm. sleepwalking, walked to the door, and knocked on it while my parents were, like, up, and they're like, what are you doing? He goes, I have to, like, open a door for someone, and they're like, what the heck?
Yeah. I think you're just prone to it when you're younger. Because when I was younger, I had lucid dreams too. Mm-hmm. Like when you wake up and stuff like that. But like mine wasn't super spooky. Actually, it was terrifying technically. But when I thought about
Wait, hold on. Lucid dreams?
Yeah. Well, you know when like you wake up and you're like half asleep.
That's sleep paralysis. Lucid dreams is when you can control your dreams.
Oh yeah. I could do that too, by the way.
Okay, sounds
but
cool.
But yeah, I had like sleep paralysis or something like that, and I'd wake up, and like when I thought about it, when I think back on it, it was really funny because there was a freaking pterodactyl. You know what that is?
Yeah.
There was a freaking pterodactyl in my doorway. Like when I was younger, it was terrifying, right? But when I thought about it, I was like, out of all the things to imagine, I imagine a pterodactyl chilling in my doorway.
They're pretty scary, dude. I see Jurassic Park, dude. You know what's crazy? Though. Sleep paralysis is like insane, though. Like once you get full like sleep paralysis, I had it three times. Wow. And each time, it always feels like someone's sitting on top of you. And that's like...
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't move a muscle. You're just like, fucked. And you're like... And you start imagining, which is the worst, because you...
Yeah, because your mind
it's
wanders.
It's so silent in there, and too. It's like, oh my goodness.
I've had it a couple times. It's not... Personally, it's not that bad when it's like day... Like day, like you wake up like right before you're about to wake up and stuff like that.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, but when you wake up in like pitch black in the middle of the night, like it's happened to me a couple times.
That's why I have night lights.
Yeah,
I don't. Like oh my god, dude, I've scared myself a couple times with sleep paralysis.
Too, dude.
But I used to have it so frequently that I had a like trick to wake me up, and like I would jerk my head to the left or something like really quickly, even though you can't move, like that's the thing of it, somehow I would find the willpower too, and I'd jerk my head to the left like, and it would just instantly wake me up. I had a situation, I can't really remember it, but when I was younger, I used that trick because I was sleeping in my room, and it was the same way. I right before I woke up for the sleep paralysis thing, I was dreaming I was in my room. I was really, really young, and I looked under the doorway in the dream. I was looking under the doorway, and it was just the typical hall that led to the next room's door, right?
Yeah.
But it was wide open. It was pitch black. And I was stuck, and I was terrified in my dream, so I kept imagining that something would shoot out and wake me up because I wanted to wake up.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't happen. And then, like, out of nowhere, I just wake up in the sleep paralysis or whatever, and, like, my doors kind of creaked open already, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I started, like, hallucinating that something was there.
Yeah.
And it was, like, slowly...
coming in,
like,
oh dude,
open.
Yeah,
and then like right before, like I saw like hands come in, and like right before,
oh,
like they popped their face, and I just like jerked my head to the left and woke myself up, and it was terrifying, but like the door also like never moved in the first place, so I don't know how. I don't know, it's crazy.
I used to I put my blanket up once, so it makes like a cover, so it's like splits my room in half, so it's just my bed like covered, right? So it's like pitch dark all the time, so it's the way I like it. But then one night I had sleep paralysis.
Paralysis.
And my eyes open. I saw hands pushing from the freaking like blankets. And I'm like, all right, I got to take them down tomorrow. I was like, I got to take them down tomorrow, man. This is too messed up.
I don't really believe in like the paranormal activity. But like when we go
Gore orphanage.
To...
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. You're right.
Okay.
But it's the thing, like you said, like it's all in my head. Later on, I'm like thinking, okay, that was stupid.
Yeah,
but
like
I think it's funny because when we watch like scary movies,
you get so like, yeah, that's why I like them though. It gives you that thrill of fear for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I like
I was
to
like,
play
oh
into
my
it.
God.
Like I always tell this like everybody else. Like honestly, it's true because like if I watch it alone, I'm not scared because it's just like, oh, okay.
Really?
But like watching other people's like fear when it's like watching like people are actually like hyping themselves up to be scared.
Yeah,
is when I'm like, okay. Dang, dude, peer pressure got to me.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I'm completely the opposite.
The opposite?
Yeah. Like, when I'm by myself, I'm a little bitch.
Yeah.
And it's like, it sucks because I enjoy scary movies and, like, scary games, gameplay and shit like that. Like, I genuinely enjoy the feeling of being jump scared and stuff like that. But I'm also a little bitch when it comes to it.
Me
so
too,
when
me
I'm
too.
By, when I'm by myself, I'm just like, I'll turn, like, I have my headsets on because I always use my headset.
Yeah.
But I'll turn the volume down a little bit and I'll just sit there and I'll be like, all right, is the jump scare coming? is it coming? And then it sucks because I do it so much that when it comes, it doesn't scare me.
Because you already guessed it.
Right. So I try to do that less. But whenever I'm with people, when I would normally be like that, I'm just like, this is scary. All right, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm eternally terrified. Don't get me wrong. But like, the feeling of being around people. Like, for some reason, I feel like I need to be
on guard.
I need to be the brave one. Yeah, so yeah. I just sit there and I'm just like, not even scary. Yeah. Like, you know, when we went to the haunted house, like, I was just laughing.
You were like
the
a stone.
Entire time. Like, I didn't, it didn't
stone,
faze
bro.
Me at all. But like, whenever if I went there by myself, I'd probably be like, oh shit, what am I doing? Like, chill. You know? But because I was with everyone, I was just like,
Dom went to the first haunted house in Tennessee.
Yeah. My first ever.
Little fucking bitch, let me tell you that. Dude. We would push him all the way to the front because he's never been, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, guys. And he's like pushing everyone back.
Never.
And he's like pushing everyone back. And then like somehow he'll always slide to the back and we're like shoving him to the front.
Yeah.
And he got scared of the littlest thing. Like, I'll be like, Dom. And he goes, what was that? And I'm like, that was me.
Another reason for it.
Hold on, time out.
Okay.
It was only one scare too. Like, it was the point they were like, hey, we only have one scare tonight. Dude. Because everyone else went home.
Yeah.
So we only have to worry about
one person
jump scaring you.
And he would just aim for me, man. I was like, what the heck is going on?
They could see it, dude. Yeah.
I was so sweaty that day. Oh, my God.
Gosh.
I was still shaking. Like, oh.
Yeah,
that was the
scariest thing ever.
It sucks. I'm not good with scary. Because another reason haunted houses don't really get me is because, first of all, I've worked in one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a little hobby. Like, my dad would build one with
his
buddy.
Oh, yeah, you remember telling me that.
Yeah, so I worked in one. And second out, I know it's people. Like, it sucks, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, like, you're only, like, you go into it knowing, like, okay.
Right.
I
hate it, but, like, I hate that mentality. But at the end of the day, I know it's just another person.
What about, like, a pitch black?
Purposely trying to scare you.
Like a pitch black haunted house.
Right. Even then, like, the most they might get from me is, like.
Oh, because you know they can't touch you either.
Right. Like,
jump
scare.
Yeah,
then, like, a small.
But after that,
you won't keep
thinking about it. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
A small, maybe, like, that's it. You know, like, little
jump.
Tiny jump, right? And maybe it's because I have adrenaline or something going through me. I don't know, but it's like, it's just.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I genuinely enjoyed being scared. Like, I don't know.
I enjoy scaring people, so.
It's a struggle, is what it is.
No, I know what you mean. I love tarantulas. I love snakes.
Nah, I hate spiders.
But I have a fear of them. Like, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of touching one, but I love them. That's
not
weird,
really.
Isn't it? Like, I want a spider in the future, like, as a pet.
Oh, God, no.
But I don't want to fucking touch it.
I'm like the biggest baby when it comes to creepy crawlies, spiders in particular, not caterpillars and stuff like that.
Fuck that.
I know.
Like scorpions.
Fuck those
but
things,
yeah,
dude.
Like scorpion spiders, even some snakes. Like my dad has owned snakes before,
mm-hmm.
so it's like it's not as big of a deal. But like my human instincts kick in, and I'm just like, hey, that's deadly. Go away.
Yeah,
and
you think about it,
from
like,
guy,
it's poisonous. So
coming
like,
from a guy who's a wolf.
Yeah, but it's just a wolf.
You know, so. You're like, that's okay. It's just a giant dog.
Is it exactly? It's just a big dog. I know their weapon is their fangs. You know, they don't have a poison or something that can kill
me. They don't have to, like,
exactly.
prick you once and then you die. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, okay,
it's just like, hey,
I could wrestle a wolf, you know,
I have to
but
physically kill you. It's like, all right, dude, bite me. You know, like.
And it's the thing, like, you don't know much about them. Like, you don't know how
exactly.
fast they are. Like, even though they're just sitting
Oh, dude,
right
the
there.
Little ones are fastest. You know, it's like, yeah.
And they jump.
Yeah, they jump too.
Yeah.
Ever see a cockroach fly?
I didn't know they flew.
I hated it.
I didn't know they flew.
I've seen a video, like, in Australia, like cockroaches there are like super big.
Yeah. Everything's Australia super big.
Just fucking flying, dude. Damn.
You know, I can't. Yeah. I don't mind little things. I don't know. Maybe it's just like they don't attack unless you like provoke them.
Right.
Which is why I know for sure. That's why I'm like.
They're scared of you, if anything, because you're big.
What gets me about spiders is because I know they can jump. Whenever I see one, I'm like, is it going to jump at me if I try something? Like, ever since I saw that they can jump, it's just like, I approach one, I'm just like, dude, just don't jump at me, please.
it's a jump scare, bro.
Exactly. Like,
it's like, what you want?
That's the one jump scare I don't like. I'm just like, please don't jump at me, dude.
One time I did root for a spider. It was a fly. It was annoying me and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to get it, and then it landed in a corner and got to a spider web. I was like, fuck yeah. Spiders.
As long as it's not a crazy spider. Like,
have you seen
the common household spiders?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Have you seen a tarantula molt its skin?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like twitching.
Yeah,
and shit.
It's crazy.
It's pretty fucking disgusting, but it's pretty fucking cool at the same time.
Dude,
what's crazy is that they're so sensitive that even like a maggot could kill them.
Tarantulas.
Yeah, because of their like how sensitive the skin are. Because they're just molted, so it's like it's all like
when
soft.
Yeah.
Like their fangs aren't grown in yet. They're like.
Yeah.
And they're twitching everywhere, like even like a cockroach killer thing. I was like, "What the heck?"
Yeah, tarantulas usually aren't that. They're actually pretty passive.
They're
usually they're
pretty
not
cool.
the ones you have to worry about.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like wolf spiders and stuff.
Bro, I had a wolf spider at my house,
yes.
And I saw that. I picked it up and I was like, "Oh, there's more!" And I threw it. I was like, "Okay." Like I was. That's why I'm like, I'm okay with spiders because I'm just like, "Oh, there's more."
Yeah, gross.
That's one of the things. You mean it?
Yeah, that reminds me of. The video Have you guys know Billie Eilish or whatever?
Billie Eilish.
I've been listening to her like a lot.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, just recently. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of her songs.
Literally
yeah.
just recently. Yeah,
it's really sad.
She's been really into her.
Yeah,
and she's 15.
Yeah, I posted on Instagram like Billie though, and then someone's
like,
your sister was like, she's 15. You know that, right? I'm like, oh, I don't want people getting it wrong.
I've been listening to her a lot.
Yeah, she's really good. Yeah, she's very sad.
Her the video of the spiders, the crown video.
Yeah.
That's what this conversation reminds me of.
Really? I never seen that video.
It's literally just like she has the scene where a tarantula comes out her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just like, how do you do that? Like, why?
Because she doesn't care.
I love her music videos. There's one where she was
the crying one.
The crying one
with the black ink.
That one's her famous one. Like right now, that's the big one for her.
I've seen her like behind the scenes type stuff.
It's
really cool.
Like, just tubes,
like,
right?
And
just
and then they just like edit it out of in a post.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
I think my favorite ones from her right now are probably the, I can't remember the exact titles, even though I've been listening to them like crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The one where she collabs with a dude, they're in the box, you know. She has like the beats on in the beginning.
I don't think I've seen that. Here, can you
hand me my phone? Can you bring it up, please? All right, cool.
Yeah, you can pull it up. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. And then the one where she's walking down the road. Bellyache, yeah. Bellyache, and it's the one. Yeah, just get a playlist. I can probably tell you.
Yeah, I don't listen to much songs.
I think it's lovely. Yeah, I think it's lovely.
Callen,
right? Oh, wrong thing, dumb. Callen. Yeah, it's not the advertisement, but yeah, it's this one. My dad was listening to it last night.
Really?
Yeah.
You got him into it? He was already...
I was surprised. Like, I was playing the game with my headphones on, and then, like, I came down, and, like, he was listening to it. Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't
seen this one, but I listened to the song.
Yeah, that one and Bellyache are probably my two favorite right now.
I don't listen to Billie Eilish at all.
It's whatever.
I only seen the one video with the ink, and that was it. That's because it was the most popular, so I was like,
when the party's over.
Yeah, that was it.
Ocean Eyes is a good one.
I really like that.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know that was by her. I listened to that song for like the longest time. I didn't know that was by her.
Yeah.
Because I listened to a remix by Black Bear, so it's like.
She's really cool.
I've listened to her songs enough to the point where if I hear them playing, I can sing along to them.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were gonna be like, I listened enough where I can, like, I feel like I'm like, I know her personally.
No. But it's the point where, like, if I hear it playing, I can sing along with it and know the lyrics. But for some reason, I couldn't recall. Like, just their titles.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, no, her titles are kind of weird. Like, there's one where all the words are, like,
squished together.
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, as you say, like, as soon as I saw the title, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point where I am. I don't know. I like your songs right now.
You just jam to them when you're, like, playing games?
I usually listen to them, when I was studying or, like, when I walk to classes.
Oh, okay.
I have my headphones in.
That's definitely a good way to study. Yeah.
I really like her just because I follow her on Instagram.
I bet. She's 15.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. Sucks that she's 15. I'm just kidding.
That's a little too old,
dude,
for
me. She's like, she has a lot of money. She's like wearing all this like hypey stuff, like Off-White. I don't know if you guys know this, but like Bape.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And he knows. I just really like her like style.
Yeah, she's 15 now.
Come on,
Billie Eilish, what's up, bro?
No, come on, come on, chill, bro.
I'm just kidding.
You can listen to this podcast like this entire thing. Yeah, this like.
Oh my god.
Should be 18 eventually.
Bro, you're like,
I'm just kidding.
So you gotta go back to that video.
Can't take this out, by the way.
It's the crown video. She she has a like verse in there where someone's like, not your baby or something like that.
Yeah,
that's you right now.
Oh man, break my heart.
Yeah, I think a little problem, dude. All right, I guess this is it.
Call it a day.
Thank you for having us. You want to plug in anything? Any Twitch?
Anything, Kane?
You want to call out anything? Anybody?
If there's any professional sponsors out there who'd like me on their gaming team after this podcast, you know, like, if you pay me, sure.
You want to call anybody? Like Ninja? Tfue?
Call
1v1 anybody in Fortnite?
I'd probably lose. I don't play Fortnite anyway.
But we need clickbait, dude.
We didn't even, like, say, like, my most competitive game.
It's too late now. It's too late. Cut that out.
Oh, you need clickbait?
Season 2.
Yeah, calling anybody out.
Self-proclaimed player, King216
calls out
Tfue and Ninja, saying he's better than them. Put in quotation marks if he puts in the practice.
you mean put in quotation marks emotional? Okay.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be here next week.
We have a special guest next week, so be excited for that.
Yeah, be excited, bro.
Yeah, catch me 3 seasons ago.
All right, thank you.